Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden is pushing back against calls to drop his reelection bid after last week's disastrous debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Can't say it's my best performance.
But the president says he will not let 90 minutes wipe out 3.5 years of work.
They're trying to push me out on the race. No! Well, let me say this as clear as I can. I'm staying in the race.
The president was in battleground Wisconsin, part of a campaign blitz to show he's up to the job as questions about his fitness for another term loom. He was minutes away from sitting for a network TV interview.
We're expecting millions of Americans are going to watch.
The White House and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre raised the stakes as more Democrats called for the president to end his bid. Many are split over whether he should stay or go. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After 14 years in government, Britain's Conservative Party suffered a crushing defeat to Labour in Thursday's election. The party of Winston Churchill now faces an internal struggle for its soul and future direction. What's next for Britain after the election, and who is the UK's next Prime Minister, Keir Starmer? VOA Steve Miller spoke with Henry Ridgewell in London.
Sir Keir Starmer, as he's known in Britain, is a figure widely known, of course, because of the election campaign and because he's led Labour since the resignation of Jeremy Corbyn. But perhaps his background is less known. He started off as a human rights lawyer. He was a Labour activist in his university and early 20s. In his later legal career, he actually became the chief prosecutor and was responsible for prosecuting high-profile crimes, including terrorism, court cases here in